Back here on Giants.com, it is the bye week, which means we get a chance to talk to the Giants' assistant coaches. And right now I'm joined by Giants defensive line coach Robert Nunn. Coach, first I want to start with JPP because he had a mammoth battle last week against Tyron Smith, one of the best left tackles in the league. And it looked like JPP won his share of those battles.
Oh, he certainly did. He had a great game, solid game. And he continues to improve each week. He's played well against the run all year, but I keep seeing improvement by week after week of his pass rush and how he's attacking different tackles, and we wanted to move him around. He didn't want to move. He didn't want to go anywhere. He wanted to stay right there, and he felt comfortable rushing outside, it kind of got lost in the shuffle. It always does when you don't win, but he had a great game, and he's off to an outstanding start.
You guys brought in Jonathan Hankins last year as a second-round pick. Everyone knew he was going to be able to stop the run well. Mm-hmm. But has he been a bit of a revelation in how well he's pushed that pocket in the pass game this year?
He's done an outstanding job of pushing it. It's shown up. During training camp it showed up, him being able to push the pocket. We go one-on-one pass rush, and you see it in practice. And so we're going to continue to lean on him more because, Cullen being down for a little bit, he's going to have to step up to the plate, and I'm confident he will.
And in terms of stepping in for Cullen at that three technique, is that going to be a combination of Patterson, Kuhn? Are we going to see airs in there maybe a little bit more and more base situations?
It kind of depends on that week as far as how much Robert gets inside or, doesn't get inside. But, Jay Bromley, is going to be an opportunity for him. We're going to see, a combination of different combinations that we throw at them. And we just kind of see everybody's going to get their at-bats, and then production is going to determine your playing time.
In your rotation, Ayers hasn't gotten a ton of snaps this year, but he's gotten his share. But it seems like his pass rush percentage of the times he's out there and the time he pressures has really been off the charts. What has he done for you guys in those third and long, second and long passing situations?
Outstanding inside pass rusher. Last 2 weeks it kind of got hidden because we couldn't stop the run. Yeah. We didn't have those opportunities. So, we get a team in those situations like, we did in Washington, Arizona even. We hit the quarterback a lot, and he was a big part of it. And so it kind of goes by game plan each game, how much he'll get inside work. But when those opportunities are there, he's proven that he's a factor inside.
Final question, DeMontre Moore, what kind of progress has he been? We talk to Perry Field every week. He talks about his snaps being limited by, again, how much other teams like to run the football. But do you see him slowly becoming more of a two-way player where he's not just a pass rush specialist?
Yes, I do. He's got to continue to improve. Got to continue to be focused on what the other teams are doing on first and second down. And he's going to get more at-bats on third down. And, he's got to come on. And he has in some areas, but there's room for improvement. And he's got to keep showing improvement, and he'll get more at-bats.
Coach, best of luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Giants defensive line coach Robert Nunn. Plenty more coming on Giants.com. Stay tuned during the bye week.